life is under.
This is the War Room.
Folks, don't forget, you can get this limited edition, one-of-a-kind Alex Jones signature daggers right now at thealexjonesstore.com. So when the government comes and mandates that vaccine into your wrist, you know, you're going to need to have a tool to go ahead and pry that sucker out. You know, so why not do it with the Alex Jones knife? It seems fitting. All right, I'm kidding. We're not promoting self-harm, and let's hope we never have to deal with that. Just a joke. Everybody relax. Very fine dagger, high quality, comes with the Alex Jones signature on it, exclusively limited edition at the alexjonesstore.com. Caroline Leavitt was just addressing the media about the FBI flagging Trump's name in the Epstein files. Let's see how that went in clip 22.
There are reports that President Trump or that FBI agents going through the Epstein files were told to flag President Trump's name if it came up. Is that something the president was aware of or something that he directed those agents or the Department of Justice to do?
I don't believe that's something the White House was aware of. You'd have to ask the FBI.
Nobody knows anything. You know, before you know it, folks, you're going to wake up and the Epstein files are going to hang themselves in a prison. You know, they're just going to be hanging there in a prison, and all the cameras will be gone. They'll be have a data malfunction or something. Nobody will know anything. Seems to be where this one is going. All right, just to finish this short segment off with some humor. It does seem like it's kind of going like this. Tony Stadovacci, I may be butchering this name. It's the best I could do, Tony. Well, this is how it sounds like Trump is dealing with the Epstein questions here in clip 15.
President Trump, the American people want to know about the Epstein.
Why do you want to censor that, huh?
Okay. Obama.
Ooh. What does that have to do with anything?
That didn't work.
Joe Biden is old.
Yeah, old as fuck.
So are you.
Nine 11 was bad.
Yeah. So basically, now that we can forget about that.
No. We still want to know about the list and whose names were on it. Like now.
Kamala Harris.
What about that?
What?
Democrats are bad.
Yeah, right.
We still want to know about the list and the names on them.
Yo, when are you guys gonna realize I don't have your best interests at heart because I'm rich and you're not?
What?
There's no way he just said that. 9/11
was bad, though.
Hey, I agree with that.
That was awful, right? DEI.
You're losing me.
The list doesn't exist.
No, that's not.
I think our president might be lying to us.
The list, Democrats created the list.
Mm.
I thought you said that. I'm gonna just throw this one out there. North Korea?
No.
So 2015. Okay. All right. I'm gonna go back to the drawing board with this one. The Democrats are commies. I'm going. Yeah. We'll come back. I'm billionaire businessman.
Yeah. We can't afford it. I'm
gonna come back. We're gonna come back with something. If you don't believe everything I say 100%, you're wrong. You are wrong, and I'm always right.
What?
Who's on the list?
I was in Home Alone 2. Was it 2?
What are you talking about?
By the way, that actually looks like it's shot in what used to be Trump International in D.C. I don't know what it is now. But that actually, that looks like Trump International D.C. when he's filming that. You know what? A lot of people, I think that resonates with a lot of people, though. I think a lot of people resonate with that. So, as you know, you have a little fun. Poke a little humor at it. All right, we're going to talk about shifty pencil neck watermelon head Adam Schiff and what the president had to say about him last week on the other side of this short break. All right, Alex wanted you... He gave you the methylene blue drink earlier, is that correct?
Yeah.
And he wanted you to do a review.
Hey, I can feel a definite, like, an energy spike. Yeah, it feels pretty good.
What are you going to do now?
Energy spike. I'm going to see if it has a crash.
I've never heard of a crash.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't. But yeah, it feels pretty good. Yeah, definitely I feel sharper.
Okay.
Yeah, I was pretty tired coming in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was.
Well, you're running around Texas right now. You're dealing with some other issues here.
I was driving all over Texas giving speeches for True Texas Project, and I was pretty efficient in sleep. Yeah, right. I'm feeling pretty good.
So did he give you the drink or the capsules?
I took the drink, but I got a bottle of each, and I'm going to go and do a longer-term test. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do feel kind of amped right now. Yeah.
That's good. Well, that's probably, I don't know, that might be because you're hanging out with me. So we gotta maybe try to get
I think it's with Methylene Blue.
Of shadows, one man brings the light. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
So, Trump has been calling out Adam Schiff for the last week. He took it to the next level this weekend. First, he was talking about mortgage fraud. Then he shared a document and said, Adam Schiff is a thief. He should be prosecuted, just like they tried to prosecute me and everyone else. The only difference is we were totally innocent. It was all a giant hoax. And then he shares this document, an affidavit with Schiff's signature on it. And so joining me now is a lady who's been at the grassroots on the ground of this issue, Christine Bish, at Bish for Congress, bishforcongress.com. All right, I'll make some funny puns in a minute with that. We'll do that. We'll have fun later. But aside from that, okay, why is Donald Trump going after Adam Schiff? Is there anything to this?
There is a lot to this. I've been following this since 2020. There's more than 300 pages of documents. And basically what it is, it's where Adam Schiff has committed mortgage fraud. I'm saying that he is a resident of the state of California, that he was duly elected either to Congress and now to the United States Senate as a representative from California, which makes his mortgage documents in the state of Maryland fraudulent. And those are felonies that carry some pretty heavy penalties.
Well, you know, this is seems to be a similar, if not the exact same story to a degree, of Letitia James and her mortgage fraud. Of course, that criminal referral is somewhere on Pam Bondi's desk, which is somewhere on in the Bermuda Triangle or something. We'll try to find it. So why now, though? If people have known about this for a while, what is the deal? Do you think there's a reason why Trump is pushing it now and we didn't hear about this? Or was this a big deal in his campaign for Senate?
It was, CNN had picked it up in October of 2024, and this story had also run in 2023 and 21. Believe it or not, it just hadn't picked up legs. Now, I know in 24, when this came out, CNN had reported that documents had surfaced, that Adam Schiff was a resident of the state of Maryland. And my response was they didn't surface. The Tooth Fairy did not drop this stuff off. I've got a lot of time and capital into researching, making sure that all of these documents were absolutely legitimate. Every piece of paper that is included in this file, over 300 pages, is all public record. I'm just using my background, my work history, and just what I do best, and that's digging up dirt, and was able to put this entire thing together. And Trump's been in what, 6 months now? Couldn't get it all done in the first 6 months, and I did try and get this to him in the past. I'd actually had given it to a couple of his opponents in the past, and people, it's a lot to understand.
Yeah, did so Steve Garvey have
it's
it?
It's easy to see. Steve, I offered it to Garvey's campaign and actually met with Steve Garvey. They said, well, this issue just doesn't poll well.
Hmm.
That's what they didn't want it. I did offer it to Eric Early in the beginning back in 2020 when he was running against Schiff. and they just weren't confident with my research. And, you know, since then we've had Marilyn Mosby. She was convicted for mortgage fraud. Hers was amateur. And Letitia James, hers is a little bit different. This one with Adam Schiff shows a constant and consistent pattern of behavior. Now, he was caught in 2008, him and Doris Matsui, with the house ethics scam. And they were both forced to pay restitution to the state of Maryland for taking the homeowner's exemption. And then both of them turned around and refinanced again. They didn't learn their lesson.
Well, and they got promoted. They got promoted within the Democrat Party. You know, it really is an amazing thing when you watch how the Democrats operate. And that's not to say that, you know, the Republicans aren't guilty of this at times, too. But the Democrats is just like a hive of villainy and criminals. You really do fail up in the Democrat Party. Or it's almost like they know once you've committed a crime or done something wrong that it's like now they can blackmail you for life. It's almost like they like that. It's almost like they find people that commit mortgage fraud. This is just an example. They find someone that commits mortgage fraud that hasn't been charged, and they say, hey, you work for us now.
You know, I wish I could give the Democrats that much credit on this one. They just didn't realize that it's really a crime. You can't lie on the mortgage documents. Now, we've even got Schiff on video here in Sacramento area where I'm at, Sacramento, California, where he's on there saying, I made no bones about it. I was moving my family to Maryland so they could be near me where I worked. Dude, did you even read the Constitution? You're supposed to live where you represent. So yeah. He's got some explaining to do, if you will. You know, you cannot be a resident of California, run for political office, vote in California, and then turn around in the state of Maryland and say this is your primary residence.
Was he voting too?
Oh, yeah, he was voting. I've got a copy of his certified copies of his voter registration forms going back to 2000.
So wait a second. Adam Schiff was voting in California illegally when he was a primary resident of Maryland, according to his own legal documents?
Exactly. So he's got to pick and choose. Are you a resident of California or are you a resident of Maryland? There's felonies on both sides. I don't really care which one he gets burned on.
All right. Do this for my audience.
Okay.
Pretend like I'm a judge and you're trying to convince me that Adam Schiff has committed a crime.
Okay. Well, Your Honor, the facts are clear in this case. Adam Schiff was a resident of California. He was elected to office in 2000. He was reelected in 2002. Well, in 2003... he sold his house in Burbank, California, and purchased a house in Maryland. The mortgage documents clearly show that he claimed that property in Maryland as his primary residence. In Clause 6 of the contract of the deed of trust that he had signed, he agreed that he would occupy that property for 12 consecutive months as his primary residence. Yet, he continued to run for office in California. He changed his voter registration when he rented a one-bedroom, one-bath furnished apartment in Burbank to maintain the premise that he was actually a resident of California. Now, I'm going to fast forward from 2003, when all this started, to RFK Jr. in New York. He was kicked off the ballot to run for president in New York because they said, the judge there said that the residence that he maintained in New York was a fraud. It was a facade. And it was strictly so he could run for office in New York. And RFK Jr. did not commit mortgage fraud. Adam Schiff did.
Well, this is what I guess.
And that's the basis of this case.
Why is Trump calling him a thief, though? Where does the thief aspect come into all of this?
The thief comes in because when you buy a house and you finance that house as your primary residence, and it's a federally backed loan, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, VA, FHA, the federal government is guaranteeing that loan. So you do get a lower interest rate. You also have the ability to claim that house. You get cheaper homeowner's insurance because it's an owner-occupied property. And you get cheaper property taxes in your state, taking the homeowner's exemption. Now, when you lie on those documents, you are robbing the American people. The federal government, it is the people. This is our money. And he was taking advantage of it for 1% interest. That's what the difference would have been on his mortgage. It would have been a little bit more. Had he claimed this as a second home, his interest rate would have been a little higher. His homeowner's insurance would have been a little bit higher. And he wouldn't have gotten that mortgage interest deduction, which, by the way, he was taking that deduction. That's what's on his federal tax returns. Those I don't have. You need subpoena power for this.
Well, Trump might just be bold enough to release those because somebody gave him, I don't know if these, I guess these affidavits are public because you said you were able to get a lot of these documents with just
all
public
of them.
Sourcing.
The ones that you are holding, they originate with me. And
well,
those highlights on there are ones that I did.
So Trump is now sharing your work here. And
yes,
it's an affidavit signed by Adam Schiff that says on November of 2011, his principal residence is in Maryland.
Correct.
And he was serving in the California, well, the federal, he was serving in Congress in the state of California at the time.
Correct.
I mean, that seems open and shut.
Yes, it is. And he, it was funny, in 2009, I believe it was, both he and Doris Matsui, who's a representative here in Sacramento area, they both paid restitution to the state of Maryland, paid back those property taxes that they shouldn't have taken. And then the both of them went out and refinanced their houses as primary residence again. They got away with it. Nancy Pelosi was Speaker of the House at the time, so it was easy to sweep this all under the rug, say it was just an accident, and that's where the real crime comes in. Even though ignorance of the law, it's not a defense, but we see members, elected officials get away with it, saying, well, I just didn't know everybody does it. But when they were caught, the two of them, again, went and refinanced those homes as their primary residence, showing a pattern and practice of criminal behavior.
Well, nobody is above the law, is what we're told. Nobody's above the law, so Adam Schiff shouldn't be above the law. And if you get caught committing a crime, whatever the crime may be, as small as a speeding ticket to as big as maybe money laundering, you can't tell the judge, I wasn't aware of the law. That's not going to be a defense for you, so it shouldn't be a defense for Adam Schiff. But
exactly.
Do you anticipate Adam Schiff will ever see the inside of a courtroom?
Absolutely. I truly believe that now that this is out, President Trump does not have the ability to prosecute anyone. That lays with Pam Bondi, if you're doing it at the federal level, to send it to the U.S. attorney. You know, I'm going to wince with you, too.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. You don't have to comment on that.
No, well,
that's
I'm going
a, that
to.
Is a that is an actual I couldn't I, that is a that is an automatic reaction now. I wasn't even in control of it. Very unprofessional of me.
It's cool.
It's like getting kicked. You know, it's like when the doctor hits you in the knee. It's just I can't. It's a reflex.
I absolutely get it. But, you know, a local district attorney in the state of Florida or in the state of Maryland can bring this up. And Florida, it's because the mortgage company and at least two of these loans that Adam Schiff did, the title company was Tycor Title of Florida. So whoever the attorney general is in the state of Florida or even a local district attorney, Mr. DeSantis, if you are listening, you have the ability to take this into your own hands on at least two of those mortgages. So
all
there's
right.
Smoking gun here. We just got to pull the trigger.
Let me ask you this.
Go.
There was some weird stuff that happened on election night in California where Garvey seemingly was on his way to victory, and then it was like something crazy happened, and all of a sudden Adam Schiff was winning. Do you suspect there were any shenanigans there?
I do. There's actually a website up that we have up here in California. It's called greatamericanrebirth.com. And this is going back to the 2020 election, where, believe it or not, there was a grand jury in Sacramento. The grand jury in Sacramento found there were serious security flaws with the election systems in Sacramento. And in their ruling, they actually said that Sacramento County, which is the seat for the state, should have Homeland Security investigate the security flaws in our elections here in Sacramento, and that the there's corrections that need to be done, and it needs to be done by September 30th of 2020. Now, this is prior to the presidential election. Well, I happen to have the internal email between the IT for Sacramento, California, and our voter registrar, where they said Homeland Security couldn't get to it until after the first of the year. Now, what we do know, as a matter of fact, our current senator, along with Schiff, is Alex Padilla. And Alex Padilla, while he was Secretary of State, they were instituting the whole motor voter and switching everything over. Well, he also made a decree and said that all of our election systems in California were outdated and that every county had to get a new voting system. Well, the counties couldn't afford these multi-million dollar contracts. So Padilla was able to get the legislature, supermajority here in California, to put up a bounty. Up to 75% of the cost of a new election system would be reimbursed by the state of California to any county that got a new election system that was approved by the Secretary of State on three different points. And what's crazy about this, now we have 40 out of 53 counties in California have the Dominion voting system. So, you know, on the face of it, it seems a little slimy. So I got some friends of mine together and we started doing these public records requests. And so we were requesting copies of the voting system contracts in every county in California. We got most of them. And I think it was Fresno. I got an advertisement that they included when they dumped the contracts with their new voting systems. And this was for Dominion voting systems. And in the advertisement for Dominion says, we're the only one that's approved by the Secretary of State for the reimbursement. So I started pulling more documents. And sure enough, for an 11-month period, the only system that was approved for reimbursement in the state of California for 11 months was Dominion voting systems. And this was all put into motion by Alex Padilla, one of our current senators. But then when you start looking into it, and we see that there were these security flaws. Now, on greatamericanrebirth.com, we put out, 180 photos of at least 360 that we took. And, we found USB keys laying all over the registrar's office. Some of them said BIOS. We've got a picture of the Dominion server, got into the private server room. And in there, we got a picture of the server. And then on the floor is a VoIP telephone, voice over IP telephone, sitting on the floor. And they're both plugged in with the data cables. Now, all of this was leaked to me before it was public. And then we were able to get access. So is there monkey business going around in California? I absolutely believe it. Now, there is a friend of mine who is running for Congress down in San Bernardino area, a man by the name of Mike Cargile. And just in this last 24 election, he said, Chris, are you watching the election results? And I said, well, yeah, of course. He says, well, are you watching mine? Well, no, sorry, man, I'm watching mine. And I actually have a post up on Twitter where you'll see for three consecutive releases, you'll see that me and Mike Cargile, we had right down to the decimal point the exact same percentage of votes. And there were two other races, and those two races were the exact same percentage down to the decimal.
Were these the ones that flipped, like, were these the seats that flipped like 2 months after the election happened?
No, they called all of our races that night. The ones you're talking about, I believe, were our incumbent seats. And that was Michelle Steele, Mike Garcia, And
yeah, there were like five seats we were monitoring for like months. It was more than a month after the election, and they were Republicans were in the lead on election night, and then after 2 months, the Democrats flipped it, and then they called it for the Democrats. I mean, we all watched it.
Oh, yeah. Well, and theirs were a little bit different because those were incumbent seats. But there's a lot of shenanigans in California voting. You know, we have election season, not election night. And, you know, back in 2020, you know, we were keeping a much better eye on it. But there were lots of stories here of people getting locked out. Actually, on GreatAmericanRebirth.com, you'll see where we got a picture of a pallet, a full pallet of ballots. They were just sitting in the middle of a warehouse on a pallet jack, and it's marked P1. And we still, from the registrar's office, never got an explanation why this pallet of ballots was actually just sitting out. Lots of shenanigans here in California.
Yeah, well, yeah, nobody knows nothing, don't you know? Nobody knows nothing.
Yeah.
And nobody knows nothing. You know, Adam Schiff, mortgage, nobody knows nothing.
Well, and okay, so this is going to be one that, you know, I haven't talked about in a long time, but I actually filed a lawsuit against the California Secretary of State back in 2021 because against her, because it was her job to investigate the claims that I was making about Doris Matsui, who had also claimed her residence in Maryland, and about Adam Schiff. He was included in there well, but at that time I was going after Doris because as residents of the state of Maryland, they shouldn't have been running in California. And it was up to the Secretary of State to run this down and see if, you know, Doris and or Adam Schiff were actually eligible.
You know, I wonder how many other Democrats you would catch. Maybe Republicans, too. I just wonder how many other members of Congress have done the exact same thing. I would doubt that Schiff stands alone. I would highly doubt it. I doubt Schiff and Letitia James.
We know Doris Matsui. She also did it. She was caught at the same time, and there was one other Democrat. I don't remember his name.
Are these imprisonable offenses?
Oh, yeah. Actually, there was a sitting member of Congress. His name was Stephen Watkins. He was in Shawnee County, Oklahoma, and he was charged after being elected in 2020.
Was he a Republican?
He was a Republican.
Well, isn't that something? The Republican gets arrested and not the Democrats.
But it was a local district attorney that picked it up. And in that document dump that you have that President Trump is tweeting about in those documents that he has, I actually have the original complaint. I got it from the district attorney in Shawnee County and included that.
So there's probably a Republican lawyer, too.
Exactly. And the guy who was running against him was a Republican. But, you know, beyond Republican and Democrat, I'm finding that, you know, there's some bad actors on both sides. You know, I am a Republican. I'm a conservative Republican, and I want to root for my team. But if they're doing the wrong thing, I'm going to call them out, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying it's a pattern of selective prosecution. It would appear that remains consistent when it comes to American politics. Christine, thank you so much for your time. No time for jokes today, but maybe next time. Let's see. Maybe next time we talk Adam Schiff. We'll have a nice new pair of bracelets that we can all celebrate.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity.
I need support. We are maxed out, and I can do so much more in offense, guaranteed beat them even faster in court. And got this other stuff going on. I'll leave it that with the Justice Department, the good guys coming in, and the task force on weaponization, that I need funds. So I need you to go to thealexshowstore.com, subscribe as your monthly donation for $30 a month as a VIP, and know you're doing that bare minimum of support, cancel any time. Not a very hard commitment. You just do it month to month. You charge $30, you're a VIP, and when you want a t-shirt or you want a supplement, you get it because it'll just build up in your account. $40 to spend in the store. You spend 30, you get 40 automatic discounts on everything, special sales, special offers. I'm asking everyone to commit who's never supported the broadcast by buying anything to become a VIP today at thealexjonesstore.com. And then you know you're doing the monthly support. Ever have an issue, don't want to do it, cancel. It's one click, it's your profile. But by being a VIP, you get massive discounts, special offers, and so much more at theelectionstore.com. And it's a way to show your support. We need your backing. I am 100% dauntless. If anything, I get overheated because I've got so much energy and I'm so angry at these people and it bleeds off into my life. I need your backing. I'm backing you. Quite frankly, if you don't back me and my crew, what we're doing, you're nuts. And I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying you're crazy. Evil hates this transmission. We've got their number. And if you don't back the organizations fighting with everything they've got for you, because we're all in this together, well, you've rolled over. You've run up the white flag, quite frankly. And that's what this is. People ask, man, thanks for fighting. Thanks for never giving up. Wow, why does it break your spirit? It intensifies my spirit. To know we're up against pure evil and we're turning the tide and we're winning. And then to know that if we don't fight hard, they're going to win and commit humanity to a nightmare of evil. You think stuff's bad now? You ain't seen nothing yet. Thank me for fighting for my own future and yours collectively? There's not even a question of fighting these people. Look at them. They've got to be opposed. People tend to think being persecuted is oh, you want to stay away from that. Oh, so you want to stay away from the fight. No, it's like John Paul Jones said when he got commissioned as the head of the U.S. Navy, and Robert was starting, and he was writing to the Continental Congress. He said, I only want the fastest ships. I only want to be sent into the main war zones in direct action. They said, here, it's our fastest ship. Go out. He immediately goes out and engages and takes over all these British ships, 2-3 times the size, just ramming straight into them. Well, that's what I want to do. I only want the fastest ships. I want to go directly into action. I want to go 24 hours a day. I want reporters all over the country. I want to be 50 times stronger against the enemy. I want 50 times the audience. I want victory. You think what we've done to the enemy's been effective so far? It's nothing. I have not yet begun to fight. So support yourself. Support us. Do it. Or be conscious that you didn't fight when the time was right. You hesitated. You took this as another entertainment venue, to some other show, just more talk. This ain't talk. This is the targeting coordinates to take down the enemy. This is the Death Star plans. This is Sting, the Goblin Slayer. They hate this blade. This operation is a sword that is plunged politically, culturally, spiritually into the hearts of our enemies over and over and over again. They hate it. It's a standard of their defeat. It's a symbol of their weakness. That's what we're doing here. This is serious business. So I'm coming to you, asking you to continue to commission us in this fight. We've already delivered you more victories against the enemy than any other media operation in the world. And I'm asking you again for all of our collective futures to come to our aid now more and take your fight to the 110% level. Tell the truth. Be accurate. Stand against evil. Have courage. Until it's not even having courage, it's what you are.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Unmasking the elite's deceptions. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Final segment here of the InfoWars War Room. Remember, folks, we have a sale happening right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's the buy one, get one bombshell sale. We did extend our 25% off everything at the store. That is live right now, but will be concluded at the end of the day. But now we have buy one, get one free methylene blue tincture, buy one, get one free Shilajit gummies, and buy one, get one free CMOS gummies. Happening right now. Unleash your inner warrior with the buy one, get one bombshell sale at thealexjonesstore.com, happening this week only. Grab a bottle of Shilajit gummies and get another free, boosting your energy and stamina like never before. Or double up on methylene blue tincture to supercharge your cognitive focus with this incredible buy one, get one free deal. And of course, don't miss out on the ultimate CMOS gummies. Also buy one, get one free to support your immune system and overall wellness. Shop now at thealexjonesstore.com and fuel your fight for health while supplies last. And remember, with every purchase at thealexjonesstore.com, you get multiple entries into our raffles and giveaways. Right now, that is the Ford F-250 Lariat Powder Blue Monster Truck. But the only way to win is by shopping online. at thealexjonesstore.com, and you support us in keeping us on air in the process. So we thank you for that. Okay, we had a little system malfunction. We're getting the systems rebooted here. As I said, a real short-staffed crew here today. Really big ups to the crew for keeping the show in balance despite some issues that we're having here. It's basically like two hands back there when normally there'd be five. So that just shows you what a great job the crew is normally doing, and why supporting us so we can keep this great crew is so important. So let me just do this. I have to do this live on air. Guys, where do we stand? Are we back? Are we fully booted? Do I need to read news or can I go to a video? We're still testing? Okay. So let's do this then, guys. Give yourself a minute to just get everything ready. Do we have clip 21 ready? Yes. Let's go to the great Rob Schneider here. Now, again, keep in mind, this is at a Turning Point USA event. Rob Schneider is probably mostly, I'd say, centrist independent, probably socially liberal, fiscally conservative is how people like to brand it. But this is the type of mainstream acceptance of a speech like this, even at Turning Point USA.
We've all encountered those leftists with Trump derangement syndrome, those who think anything Trump does must be wrong. But certainly, if someone is claiming that Trump's decisions are never wrong and must be carried out exactly, isn't that just another form of Trump derangement syndrome? So, in that spirit of humility and free speech, I ask these questions. Release all the Epstein files, no matter the consequences. This is America. We'll deal with whatever happens. Now, we have to also ask ourselves something else. Why are we so obsessed with Jeffrey Epstein while 300,000 children have been trafficked in America and are still missing? Why, another question, why is America still sending arms to Ukraine? I have and will always support Israel. Israel's different because if Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran had the capability on October 7th, 2023, if they had that capability of just continuing the attack and murdering every man, woman, and child, they would have done that. Israel is a free country, and Israel is a country that we must always stand by. But until they become the 51st state or a territory, their lobbying must apply as foreign lobbyists. That's not anti-Semitic. You can support Israel completely and unabashedly, but also want AIPAC to apply as a foreign lobbying group. While I want to put Americans first, if we want to continue to have fruits and vegetables in this country, we better find a way to give Mexican workers some avenue to legally do that work, because you and I ain't going to do it. Boo that you want, but if you want fruit and vegetables, you better figure it out. And these are the people that are doing it. So while you disagree with that, I disagree with that, with you on that. America was built on the freedom to question our government, and we must ensure that we don't let that principle slide. Dissent, to disagree, and your right to speak out, to protest, to challenge authority without fear of censorship or government reprisals is essential to our liberty. We need to hear what Thomas Massie has to say always. Boo all you want. That's the beauty of this country, isn't it? I support it. I support your boo, but let's debate it and let's talk about it and let's hear what Thomas Massie always has to say. Free speech, the open marketplace of ideas. This is what made our country great. The fact that you could boo something I say and that I could disagree with you is going to always lead America to a better place than silencing each other.
Yeah, great points there from Rob Schneider, disagree or agree. And he's always remained consistent with that, by the way. And he's had similar, let's say, issues when he does some of his stand-up routine and people will boo him. He's like, hey, it's a free country, you can boo. So he's always remained consistent. Rob Schneider, gotta love it. Now, getting away from the comedians, a couple of clips from a DHS press event earlier today. Let's start with Kristi Noem talking about sanctuary cities and the governors and mayors running them here in clip three.
Do so, and now we have the situation on our hand where someone who has dedicated their lives to protecting the public is now fighting for his own. I'm calling on every single mayor and sanctuary city and sanctuary governor to change their policies and to change their tactics right now. Their job is to take an oath to protect the public, to protect families that are out there every single day trying to provide for each other and to try to live the American dream, and they want to do so safely in their own communities. How many more lives will it take? How many more people have to be hurt and victimized before we have public safety be a number one priority in some of our largest cities? When I look at what Mayor Adams has done to New York City, it breaks my heart to see the families that have suffered because of his policies. We can look across this country at other mayors. We look at Mayor Wu in Boston and what has happened there under her watch. What's happened in L.A. with the riots and the violence and the protests that have gone on because of Mayor Bass and what she has perpetuated. When you look at Mayor Johnson in Chicago and how devastating it is to live in that city in some of those poorest communities, how they suffer every single day with the violence that's in front of them, just because these individuals are protecting criminals. They're protecting criminals who go out and murder, rape, rob. They perpetuate violence on our children. They traffic them and drugs and damage this country every single day under the protection of sanctuary city and governors who put in place these policies that allow them to perpetuate these crimes with no consequences. What I would say is today, my hope is that this would wake up these individuals, and they would recognize that they can't keep letting these dangerous criminals go free. They can't continue to let these individuals be brought in for crimes they're committing against the public and then releasing them right back onto the streets with no consequences whatsoever. Fortunately for us today, our officer survived.
Yeah, well, obviously, it's the Democrats encouraging this violence on all law enforcement agents, but specifically targeting ICE right now. It's really simple, though. You have to cut the federal aid. You have to cut the federal funding to these states, and they'll knock it off. They'll be begging. They'll be asking how they can help. But the Trump administration just won't follow through with it. They'll do it to Harvard, though. They'll do it to Harvard. Somebody needs to claim these sanctuary cities are anti-Semitic. And then this administration will cut the federal funding. But until that happens, I don't think so. Tom Holman stepped up to the podium after and said this in clip two.
I'll say it again. Sanctuary cities are sanctuaries for criminals. And I'm going to work very hard with Secretary Noem to keep President Trump's promise and his commitment several weeks ago that sanctuary cities are now our priority. We're going to flood the zone. You don't want to let us into jail to arrest a bad guy in the safety and security of a jail. You want to release him into the street, which makes it unsafe for the community, makes it unsafe for the officer, makes it unsafe for the alien. Can anything can happen on a street arrest? So what we're going to do, we have more agents in New York City to look for that bad guy. So sanctuary cities get exactly what they don't want, more agents in the community and more agents in the work site. If we can't arrest a bad guy in the safety and security of a county jail, to arrest him in the community, and we'll arrest him in a jail. And when we arrest him in the community, if he's with others that are in the country illegally, they're coming too.
All right. Well, a lot of ways to handle this. A lot of ways to handle the Democrat criminals, you know, the ones engaged in mortgage fraud, the ones engaged in sanctuary cities. But just for whatever reason, can't do it. Just won't happen. All right, let me do a news blitz here. And we got so much news here. I want to pile drive through all of it. I do have a couple of other video clips we may or may not get to here. Brazil court defies Trump, signals no retreat on Bolsonaro. So I'm afraid this is confirming my fears, was that you don't really have the same fear, let's say, that Trump used to instill in these people. Trump can't really throw his weight around anymore like he did in his first term, folks. And so he's tried it with Russia. It didn't work. He's tried it with Brazil. It didn't work. And we'll see the final phase of all of these tariffs, but that's a big risk. It's big risk, big reward. But if you can't really throw your weight around and have everybody respect you in the process, then now you got an issue. So Russia, Brazil have both balked when normally they would jump, which I think tells me that this ain't the first term, Trump, folks. Regardless of how you feel about some of the policies, I'm just talking about the respect or fear around the world. Ain't what it used to be. Representative Mark Green resigns from Congress, leaving Speaker Johnson with an even narrower Republican majority in the House. It's a representative from Tennessee, so you should think it'd be easy to get another Republican in there, but you never know. You just never know. House Republicans, Ana Paulina Luna, refers Fed Chairman Jerome Powell to DOJ for potential perjury charges. Well, the criminal referral is sitting on Pam Bondi's desk, and we all know what happens then, don't we? U.S. Treasury Scott Bessent, U.S. Treasury Chief Scott Bessent says he needs to examine Fed's performance. Yeah. Or, you know, just shut it down. How about that? But this is all just a pressure technique over that $2.5 billion renovation project to just try to get him to cut rates. That's what's going on here. Harvard is hoping court rules Trump administration's $2.6 billion research cuts were illegal. Well, that won't happen. So, see, if you're Harvard and you're anti-Semitic, you're going to lose your funding. But if you're a sanctuary city for criminals, you'll still get your funding. So we got to find a way. It's like that's the new thing. If we just point and say anti-Semitic, then the Trump administration will respond. It's like you have a real issue, like a real constitutional issue or a legal issue or something like that, then you can't really, they can barely hear you. But you say anti-Semitic, all of them perk up. Where? So to the Trump administration, Democrat sanctuary cities are anti-Semitic. Cut off the funding. That'll get it done. Just looking for solutions, just trying to get things done here. Small city residents alarmed as billionaire makes huge purchase near crucial water supply. Well, what kind of a billionaire are we talking here? China. China's richest man buying water supply of New Hampshire. Small town sparks alarm. So I thought we were putting an end to this. I thought we were stopping with the Chinese nationals and communists buying up our land. What is going on? Indian origin businessman Chandrakant Patel. Chandrakant? We'll call him Chan. Chandrakant. We'll just call him Chand. Chand Patel. And three police chiefs charged with U.S. visa fraud. Major visa fraud busted. Indian origin Chand Patel arrested for bribing cops to write fake robbery reports. Got migrants visas. Well, they busted that up. Oh, well, you've got this. I think this might have even been at the top of Drudge today. I don't know if it's still there, but I believe it was this morning. Migrants at ICE facility in Miami made to kneel to eat like dogs, according to report. So they're claiming they're here shackled, and they have to, like, get on their knees and eat out of a bowl like dogs. Now, does anybody believe that that's actually going on? And it's kind of like when they came out. Who was it that made the statement? Some Democrat moron. It was a woman. She said, they're making the illegal aliens brush their teeth next to the toilet. Well, where is your toilet located? Where do you not brush your teeth in your bathroom? I don't know. Is she talking about like people finding fecal residue on their toothbrushes because they leave them out? I don't think she was talking about that. But no, actually, that's pretty standard for any jail, any prison. It's all one unit. And you brush your teeth and you drink and wash your hands. And it's the sink is right above the toilet. It's not exactly fun, but that's jailhouse standard. But this, eating like dogs, what do they give them, a dog bowl? I mean, come on. So, but this is their source, they say. Their source tells them they're making them eat like dogs. Yeah, I don't think that's going on. I'm going to go ahead and put a big doubt, a big D for doubt on that deal. The DOJ has just charged a man for allegedly threatening to kill people on the Epstein list. Seems like that's just a nice little convenient thing for them to say, see, this is why we can't release it. See? Mm-hmm. But we all know why they really can't release it. Because it would give away all their sources and methods. And it would implicate the CIA, Mossad, and MI6. And you just can't know about how they influence your world. And you just can't know about all the pedos and everybody else. You just can't know about that, see? You're not going to get that. So, keep your shoes on at the airport and wear your Washington Redskins hat. It's going to be fun. Pressure mounts for Maxwell to be released to testify before Congress, but that'll end up being a clown show if they even end up doing it. Which, by the way, did we bring in the Speaker Johnson clip, guys, that I sent you? Speaker Johnson just spoke to the press on the Epstein bill. Rokana Thomas-Massie trying to floor a bill to release the Epstein files. Here's Speaker Johnson.
We need the administration to have the space to do what it is doing.
So no vote on this resolution.
No, Congress. No.
There you go. So we will not be bringing the bill to the floor. We will not be voting on the bill. We will not be releasing the Epstein list. And Johnson says, well, the president needs space to do business. What does that even mean? What does that have to do with the Epstein list? Don't you realize how guilty you all look? Man, they have just handled this thing so badly. They've just handled the whole thing so badly. And it makes Trump look so much guiltier than he probably is. There's no doubt him and Epstein were friends, folks. Okay? There's no secret. Go watch the dozens of different video clips. Go look at how they used to talk about one another. I don't think Trump was into anything illegal. And he has plausible deniability because he was friends with Epstein before the pedo charges. America can forgive and get over that. But not a cover-up, not being lied to, not being gaslit. What is that, Mike Johnson? So that's clearly right out of, you know, that's what the White House wants him to say. The president needs room to do business. Hold on, let me hear it one more time. What does he say exactly? Let me hear it.
We need the administration to have the space to do what it is doing.
So no vote on this resolution.
The space to do what it is doing. So what? How does the Epstein list affect that? I mean, you're now. I mean, that's basically saying, hey, Trump's on the list, so we can't release it because he can't. He'll be distracted by it. I mean, that's basically what you're saying. But see, they don't even have the list. There is no list. This thing is being shut down from Tel Aviv, and they have all the documents. And my conspiracy theory is now they're using them against Trump. And all the new little drip, drip, drip stuff that you see, that's them like, hey, we're in control now. It's like, hey, you know, we're getting regime change in Iran. You're bombing Iran. You're going to destroy Iran like you did Iraq and Afghanistan. You're going to do that. And Trump's like, no. They say, really? Okay. Check the Wall Street Journal next month. And it's Trump and Epstein, buddy, buddy, birthday note. So now it's, okay, Donald, what were you thinking about Iran again? Because we got some other stuff here. We got some other stuff here. That, to me, is what's going down. And I think the circumstantial evidence speaks for itself. So it's like, yeah, Trump is probably in distress over it all, feels bad about it all, and now knows he can't even deliver for the American people, potentially because of it. And then this was in People today. I'm telling you, folks, it's just ex-casino boss claims Trump and Epstein were once caught with underage girls on casino floor. Now, underage in this report is claiming to be under 21. So, again, it doesn't necessarily mean beyond the age of consent, but I guess there's insinuating they were there drinking illegally. Of course, Trump doesn't drink. It's all going one direction, folks. They're doing a drip, drip, drip. Who's ever in control of this stuff? It's not us. It's not the good guys. They're covering up, or they're in their own pile of not knowing what to do. No, this is all coming out of Tel Aviv. And they're just going to keep with their little drip, drip, drip. And they'll have, you know, they got sources. They got ways of getting this out through surrogates so that it doesn't trace back to them. Just like with the Iran drone mothership. They're the best. They're the best. That's how they've gotten all the influence. But that's what I think this is all building up to. It's going to build back up to Iran and intervention in Iran. And I don't think Trump wants it, but every time he tries to block it, there'll be another drip. There'll be another Trump Epstein video. There'll be another Trump Epstein letter. There'll be another Trump Epstein claim. And now, because his own base is so anti-Epstein, it's just not good, folks. That does it for today. 21-hour break. We'll see you tomorrow.
You were just telling me that you had a brain disease, and you, what did you do to fix it?
I found this guy, he's a functional medicine guy, and he got me on methylene blue, and that instantly stopped everything.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic. And so this guy's injecting in 1890, injects these rats with it, and then does an autopsy on these things. And their brain, the brainstem, every single nerve is blue. So he discovered this methylene blue has an affinity for neuronal tissue. So he says, well, it's sucking into neurons and working in the body. So we started putting it in humans. And we found out it's an MAOI, which helps with depression and anxiety and all kinds of life stress and stuff. It is so incredible that it acts as an electron donor to mitochondria, especially your neuronal mitochondria. So it helps you produce more ATP, and it helps you get rid of this stuff called reactive oxygen species. So you have an oxygen molecule that should have two hydrogens on it, and like your body's job is to convert stuff into water so you can pee it out. So if you get an oxygen molecule, it's got 4, 5, 1, it's a reactive oxygen, which we call free radicals. So methylene blue goes in there and balances a lot of those things out in your brain and your nervous system. So it is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
The strongest medical-grade methylene blue, and this is what I'm on. Total mitochondria cleaning, next-level energy. This is amazing. And you want to know what I'm on? Iris CMOS Shilajit. This right here, look at that. That is power. I'm on intermittent fasting. I'm 8 to 3 o'clock today. And I stopped eating crap food, stopped drinking. That's what I'm on right there, baby.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.